Of food there was plenty. The war had not touched the fabled bounty of High Garden. While singers sang and tumblers tumbled, they began with pears poached in wine and went on to little savory fish rolled in salt and cooked crisp, and capons stuffed with onions and mushrooms. There were great loaves of brown bread, mounds of turnips and sweet corn and peas, immense hams and roast geese, and trenchers dripping full of venison stewed with beer and barley. For the sweet, Lord Caswell's servants brought down trays of pastries from his castle kitchens. Cream swans and spun sugar unicorns, lemon cakes in the shape of roses, spiced honey biscuits and blackberry tarts, apple crisps and wheels of buttery cheese. The rich foods made Catelyn queasy, but it would never do to show frailty when so much depended on her strength. She ate sparingly while she watched this man who would be king. Renly sat with his young bride on his left hand and her brother on the right. Apart from the white linen bandage around his brow, Sir Loras seemed none the worse for the day's misadventures. He was indeed as comely as Catelyn had suspected he might be. When not glazed, his eyes were lively and intelligent, his hair an artless tumble of brown locks that many a maid might have envied. He had replaced his tattered, tawny cloak with a new one, the same brilliantly striped silk of Renly's rainbow guard, clasped with the golden rose of Highgarden.